Observation.
观天下。
Why some people are most likely to succeed?
为什么他们容易成功？
You don't get as successful as Greg and Drew Shipp by accident. Shake hands with the fraternal twins, and it's clear you're in the presence of people who thrive on their drive. But that wasn't always the case. The twins' father founded a perfume company.A glamorous business that spun off the kinds of glamorous profits that made it possible for the ships to amble through high school, coast into college, and never much worry about getting the rent paid or keeping the fridge filled. But before they graduated, their sense of drift began to trouble them. At about the same time, their father sold off the company. That did it. By the time they got out of school, both ships...had entirely transformed themselves, changing from boys who might have grown up to live off the family's wealth to men consumed with going out and creating their own. Now, the personal fitness club that they own is sprawling and the brothers are about to move a third time. Why are some people born with a fire in the belly while others, like the ships, need something to get their pilot light lit? And why do others never get the flame of ambition going?Ambition linked with genes? Anthropologists, psychologists, and others have begun looking more closely at these issues, seeking the roots of ambition in family, culture, gender, genes, and more. They have by no means thrown the curtain all the way back, but they have begun to part it. Many animals are known to signal their ambitious tendencies almost from birth. Even before wolf pups are weaned,They begin sorting themselves out into alphas and all others. The alphas are quicker, more curious, greedier for space, milk, mom, and they stay that way for life. Alpha wolves wander widely, breed annually, and may live to a geriatric 10 or 11 years old. Lower-ranking wolves enjoy none of those benefits, staying close to home, breeding rarely, and usually dying before they're four.Humans often report the same kind of temperamental determinism. Families are full of stories of the inexhaustible infant who grew up to be an entrepreneur, the phlegmatic child who never really showed much go. But if it's genes that run the show, what accounts for the ships? Who didn't encourage themselves until they're growing up? And what more tellingly explains identical twins, precise genetic templates of each other,who ought to be temperamentally identical but often exhibit profound differences in their advancements. Geneticist Dean Hamer of the National Cancer Institute says that still leaves a great deal that can be determined by experiences in infancy, subsequent upbringing, and countless other imponderables. Secrets of Ambition, the Upper Middle Class. There are no hard rules for the kinds of families that turn out the highest achievers.Most psychologists agree that parents who set tough but realistic challenges, applaud successes, and go easy on failures produce kids with the greatest self-confidence. What's harder for parents to control but has perhaps as great an effect is the level of privilege into which their kids are born. Just how wealth or poverty influences drive is difficult to predict.Grow up in a rich family and you can inherit either the tools to achieve, think both Presidents Bush, or the indolence of the aristocrat. Grow up poor and you can come away with either the motivation to strive, think Bill Clinton, or the inertia of the hopeless. On the whole, studies suggest it's the upper middle class that produces the greatest proportion of ambitious people.Mostly because it also produces the greatest proportion of anxious people. Anthropologists divide families into four categories: poor, struggling, but getting by, upper middle class, and rich. For members of the first two groups, who are fighting just to keep the electricity on and the phone bill paid, ambition is often a luxury. For the rich, it's often unnecessary.It's members of the upper middle class reasonably safe economically, but not so safe that a bad break couldn't spell catastrophe, who are most driven to improve their lot. It's called status anxiety, says anthropologist Lowe, And whether you're born to be concerned about it or not, you do develop it. High achievers, stress-related ills. But a yearning for supremacy can create its own set of problems. Heart attacks, ulcers, and other stress-related ills are more common among high achievers, and that includes non-human achievers. The blood of alpha wolves routinely shows elevated levels of cortical hormone, the same stress hormone that is found in anxious humans. Alpha chimps even suffer ulcers and occasionally heart attacks. Everyone has ambitions, says Edward Lowe. Societies have to provide alternative ways for people to achieve. Ultimately, it's that multiplicity of possible rewards that makes dreaming big dreams and pursuing big goals worth all the bother. Ambition is an expensive impulse, one that requires an enormous investment of emotional capital. Like any investment, it can pay off in countless different kinds of coin. So please recognize the riches when they come your way.